Saul Thompson, CEO, Chief Executive Officer at the Chevra Kedisha. A very good morning. What a week you have had.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, it's my, and it's one thing I'm not particularly good at is patience. So, so it wasn't easy for me because we have so few good news stories, and this was a story that just warmed my soul. Tell us about it.
Thanks, Howard. Yeah, it was something that I think we certainly didn't expect to happen so quickly. But we were contacted by the Department of Health late last week, after long months of negotiations and discussions, to say that they would be providing us with our first stock of vaccines for our residents on Monday morning. We were on standby. We're on Spielkes, as they say, and we were hoping that the stock would arrive, and it turned out to be true. We were the initiation site, one of 11 initiation sites in the Johannesburg region. And we spent the rest of the week vaccinating all of our residents and staff, which is all of the residents, at least the staff were done before, which is nothing short of a miracle.
It's absolutely astounding. So how many people did you get through?
So initially, you know, we were only approved really for Sandringham Gardens being a registered facility under the Department of Health. Mm-hmm. But of course, in our environment, we have many other facilities and many other very vulnerable people. And I think that on Monday afternoon, we spent a lot of Monday with representatives of the Premier's office and the MEC. They kind of set up a base shop at our facility, and they were inspecting what we were doing. And I think based on the professionalism of how the process was rolling out at Sandringham Gardens, they agreed to provide us with stock for every single residential facility under the CHEV, for those residents over the age of 60. So throughout the week, in fact, we're finishing this morning, but throughout the week, we've been moving from site to site. Our parents' home on Wednesday. We've also vaccinated all of the Golden Acres residents, many of whom would just not cope queuing outside these long queues that we're seeing around town. So it was just a real blessing. And I've got to salute just some of the people involved, not only for this, but also for the staff rollout, which I'll tell you about in a minute. You know, these heroes have worked tirelessly to make this happen. They've been led by our group care manager, Liani, and our head doctor, Monique Price, and just all of our nursing managers and our nurses and the entire team that's worked every single day, all day. I think the one night they left it after 8 o'clock at night, just making sure that we can get through all the vaccines. Obviously, there's a window. You have to use them within a certain time period. Mm-hmm. And they just did not stop until every single resident was vaccinated.
What was the response of the residents?
It was remarkable. I went, and I think the only reason you saw me so excited is because you're next to Dr. Marburg, who I had to share this with. He's one of our medical advisors. And we went on Yontif twice. I went to visit the site. But our staff were all on leave on Yontif, and everybody had to come in, drop whatever they had planned, and they pretty much spent the entire Yontif, and I went on both days, and just seeing how the residents reacted was so heartwarming. Gratitude, we've got videos of some of the residents dancing. It was just a spectacular thing to witness. They were courageous, they were brave, and I must say been blessed to have been provided with the Pfizer vaccine. We've had almost no reactions medically. God. It's been really, really easy. And they were patient. They were grateful to the nursing staff. We've only received just immense amounts of gratitude and blessings. And even I must also say that, you know, the people from the health department, I know that we spent time talking to Dr. Sipho Sinabe, who's from the MEC's office. He tells me he listens to Chai FM a lot. And that came up in our conversation. And I'll give a shout out to him if he's listening today, to him and to Mrs. Morawena and Bertha and Libby and all of the people from Department of Health. Every day they've been sending us more stock. Our pharmacy has been so busy, you know, mixing and drawing up the vaccine. So it's just everybody involved has been spectacular.
It's really just phenomenal. And, quite a few messages coming through. A few people saying in various forms, I'm being asked this question, is it possible that Sandringham Gardens becomes a center for other aged, people in the area? Who maybe either can't get to other centers or are worrying about going to other centers. Is that a possibility?
Okay, so right now we've been operating under the Department of Health's license, and that's enabled us to vaccinate residents only. We have requested from them that they open that license up and allow us to assist with other elderly people in the area. We haven't received approval for that yet, and you know the uncontrollable in this whole environment is the provision of vaccines. And we saw that on day one, we only received 25 vials.
Soul destroying.
Yeah, you know, there you've got.
I mean, what are you like Schindler's List?
it was actually amazing because it gave us time to slowly get a routine going and a system going. And as you know, we showed that we could use the vials, and I must say that you know some of the sites that we heard about didn't use their full allocation on day one. Some didn't use any, and I think the Premier's office and certainly the Department of Health. We're extremely impressed that we managed to use all our stock on day one. And I think as a result, we got more stock on day two and day three and so on. And so right now we can't commit and, we don't know what will be in the coming weeks, but we certainly have the, capability. We have 10 trained vaccinators, from our nursing team. We have a pharmacy. We have all the required storage, needs. So our team is committed. And I guess the other thing, Howard, that I want to say, and you know about this, it is that we also had 99% of our staff 2 weeks ago go through for the vaccine in the Sasanke trial, which was absolutely remarkable from a percentage of take-up. And I think just a shout-out to the CHEV staff, because if you look around at other facilities or institutions, I don't think you're going to find 99% take-up ratio. And that means that these staff are keenly aware of the risk in our environment in terms of the vulnerable people. And willing to, you know, we spent months on education and we did educational videos for them and answered all the questions. But when the time came and our transport team was lining up with buses every day to take our staff to Helen Joseph, we were astounded to see at the end of the week that over 99%, obviously not the pregnant staff, but the rest of the staff, everybody queued up and everybody got vaccinated. So pretty much the entire CHEV staff and residents are now completely vaccinated, which is, I think, miraculous.
So what does this mean in terms of your own protocols over the next? Well, obviously, for a couple of weeks, nothing changes. But what then?
So, you know, you need the Pfizer, you need the residents need to get their second shot. There was a circular earlier in this week that the second shot would be delayed, much like the United Kingdom, which took the approach of getting more people partially protected as opposed to less people fully protected. So it means that we are going to wait for that second shot to come. At the moment, the circular is indicating it will be 42 days, but only a couple of weeks after that second shot is there full immunity. So we are spending the next month and a half researching the protocols in aged facilities around the world. And we will develop a set of protocols and figure a way to slowly open up certain aspects without increasing the risk. So we are obviously still risk conscious, and we fully understand, and our residents, all of those who are listening, should know that certainly for the next 2 weeks, their bodies are building up immunity.
Yeah, nothing changes. Absolutely.
Yeah, but Howard, I got to tell you one ending story, which I think is going to make your day. And this is hot off the press. In fact, it's not even happened yet. It's starting at 9:30. We're at the last few, so we're picking up the last couple of people today. But we are very blessed to actually be able to vaccinate all of the Holocaust survivors this morning. These are people in the community, not necessarily residents, but we requested special permission given the nature of these people and our deep desire to not have them in queues.
Incredible.
Sorry.
Listen, if there's something to get emotional about, this is it. This is just unbelievable.
My apologies, but it's just, it's, what an honor for us to do this. The Chev's involved with these survivors through Shirley Resnick and Dorette, who maintain contact every day, and we provide support to them in lots of different ways below the radar. But that, you know, the team are arranging their transport to this morning, and hopefully we'll be able to vaccinate all of those survivors, and we'll finish our vaccinations before Shabbat, and we'll go into Shabbat knowing that we've made a big difference in the lives of many, many people.